say, oh, this chicken is too greasy. All right. If you had a hinge or a door that was awful squeaky, you might say that you needed to put on some, to smooth some blank on it. Put some
grease on it.
Or oil. If you had a lamp that used some sort of liquid in it, that you burned some sort of liquid in, what would you call that liquid?
Coal oil or kerosene.
Maybe a long time ago, before electricity, you had a makeshift lamp or torch that was made with a rag in a bottle. Do you remember? Yeah, maybe it burned kerosene. What did you call it?
Some called it a torch and some a flambeau.
All right. What is the inside of a tire? Like if you're going to have a flat fixed, you might say that you have to have the blank patched. The what?
The inner tube.
If you were going to put a boat out to sea, you might say that we're going to blank the boat. We're going to Would you say we're going to launch the boat?
Yeah.
Could you name several kinds of boats, small boats that you might, they might have a flat bottom or a square pointed boat?
Well, they was called bateaux, boats.
Can you think of any other names for small boats? If a mother were going to go into the bathroom and get her to give her child some clothes, she might say to the child, as she holds out the clothes to him, she might say,
"Here's your clothes."
Okay. If you get in an argument and you know that your side of the argument is right, you might say to the person you're arguing with, "I know
I'm right."
All right. And he might say, "No,
you're wrong."
All right. Or he might say, if he wanted to say that he was right, he might say, No, I'm right." Or, all right. What is the garment that you wear over your dress to keep from getting flour and so on your dress?
Apron.
All right. What is something that you write with besides a pencil that uses ink?
Pen.
All right. And what do you use if you're missing a button? You might use something to put it together with, so you might use a
safety pin.
All right. What do you call the garment that you put on just before you go outside in cold weather?
Coat or jacket.
All right. If a man buys a three-piece suit, what would you call the pieces?
Coat and the vest and pants.
Do you